I'm Jeffrey K. Lyons, and it's Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024. This is Narrative Wars. Big news from the Supreme Court yesterday. The new Texas law, known as SB 4, will be allowed to remain in effect. The law allows Governor Greg Abbott to fortify the southern border, detain suspected illegal immigrants, and through an expedited judicial process, send illegal immigrants back to Mexico.
We the people are sick and tired.
Let's peel back the curtain of confusion to shed light upon the mainstream media madness. And now, Narrative Wars, with your host, Jeffrey K. Lyons.
We the people are sick and tired, so tired.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, there's been a battle going on at the southern border, and at the apex of that battle is the state of Texas, who has been trying to defend the southern border by various means. They have been enforcing the wall or the barrier, as it is known in the state of Texas. They have been putting buoys in the river, the Rio Grande, dividing the United States and Mexico. And there's been a lot of pushback from the federal government. Well, there has been a law which has passed the Texas state legislature, and it was signed by Governor Abbott, and it's been a number of months, but the law is called SB 4, and it allows the state of Texas to enforce the border. Hey, 10 to 12 to maybe as many as 15 million, we don't know. Illegals have been coming across, not just in the state of Texas, but in the other border states. And they've also been flying into the United States, we recently discovered. We'll talk about that a bit more as the program goes on. But let's take a listen to this first cut. This is huge news. The Supreme Court yesterday, which was Tuesday, March the 19th, gave Texas officials permission to both jail and prosecute illegal immigrants crossing into the United States of America through the border between Texas and Mexico. Let's listen to this piece. This is from CBS News, and this is cut number one.
We want to begin tonight with a ruling from the Supreme Court that allows a sweeping Texas immigration law to go into effect for now. In a 6-3 decision, the nation's highest court said it won't block the law, known as SB 4, that gives local and state police the power to arrest and detain migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. The federal government has been the sole authority of immigration enforcement for decades, and critics say this ruling is an affront to federal law. The case now heads back to the Court of Appeals to decide if it is constitutional or not. But in the meantime, it's a major victory for Texas and Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, the federal government has been in charge of enforcing the immigration laws of the United States of America ever since the United States of America has existed. It's right there, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But the Biden administration has neglected its duties, and they are opening their arms to illegal immigrants because, well, there's an agenda there. But let's jump into this article. This was from CBS News. Supreme Court lets Texas detain and jail migrants, illegal migrants, under SB 4 immigration law as legal battle continues. So let's get a little bit into the details here. It was a 6-3 ruling to allow the law to remain in effect. And the courts, the lower courts, are still reviewing this case. So the battle is not over yet. We need to keep focused on this. Now, the Biden administration had requested that SB 4 would be blocked because, well, they want illegals to pour into the United States of America. Let's just say what it is. There was a finding that the state measure is at odds with federal immigration laws, according to the Biden administration. But that was blocked on Tuesday. Yesterday, March the 19th, the full court declined to suspend the Fifth Circuit's court's order any longer. And Amy Coney Barrett, in an opinion occurring with the majority's decision, wrote the high court shouldn't second guess the appeals court. So the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is still looking into this matter. And they tried to jump. This is what the federal government, this is what the anti-American Biden administration did. They tried to jump over the Fifth Circuit Court and go right to the Supreme Court and make a decision. And the court rightly ruled, no, we're not going to intervene. We're going to let the Fifth Circuit Court do its job. Look, if the Supreme Court took every case, many, especially every controversial case, and said, well, we're going to just make the decision, well, then you've just nullified the circuit courts. And so they made the right decision here. Listen to this. This is what Justice Amy Coney Barrett said. And remember, she was a Trump appointee. Quote, so far as I know, this court, meaning the Supreme Court of the United States, has never reviewed the decision of a court of appeals to enter or not enter an administrative stay. She commented. So she continued, quote, I would not get into the business when entered an administrative stay is supposed to be a short-lived preclude to the main event, a ruling on the motion for the stay pending appeal. So in other words, there's an administrative stay. It is being looked at by the Fifth Circuit Court, and the Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, she's explaining that the administrative stay is, it's putting a pause here because the justices at the Fifth Circuit Court are reviewing it. And they're going to make their decision. Now, let's say the justices at the circuit court decide to overrule the law, SB4, and say, no, we don't agree, and we're going to say it's not legal. Well, then the state of Texas will be able to appeal and go to the Supreme Court. And so that's the correct way it's supposed to go. If the Fifth Circuit Court says, no, we're not going to say that the law, SB4, is illegal and we're going to let it stand, well, then the Biden administration will certainly, they will appeal and they will sue in order to continue to allow illegal immigrants to come into the country unvetted and without any restraint. Now, who were the justices that were against this? The Supreme Court justices. No surprise here. Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. You remember Ketanji Brown Jackson? She's the one that says she doesn't know the difference between a man and a woman. It's above her pay grade. She's not a doctor. She can't figure it out. And so, yeah, these are the sort of brilliant minds that Democrats are putting onto the bench of the Supreme Court. And so thank God that Trump was able to put originalist judges onto the Supreme Court of the United States. It could have been a completely different, certainly would have been a completely different outcome if Trump had not been president for 4 years and had not put these three new justices on the Supreme Court. She continues, quote, the court gives a green light. Oh, this is Sotomayor commenting, and she just thinks this is terrible. Okay, no surprise there. Not even going to read her comments. Blah, blah, blah. This is terrible. Predictable. So let's take a look here at another piece. Now, this is from the Houston Chronicle. Houston is a very large city, quite blue, consistently votes Democrat. Their mayor is Democrat. And so the article is entitled Texas can begin arresting and deporting migrants. See, they don't say illegal immigrants. They just call them migrants. See, that's the new buzzword. You can tell the direction they're coming from just by looking at the headline, okay? You got to decode this stuff, but it's obvious. Everyone can see it. Texas can begin arresting, deporting migrants after Supreme Court declines to delay new state law. Well, you can see where they were coming from, the Houston Chronicle. But it's still informative because this is a story coming out of the state of Texas. Okay, here we go. Washington, Texas officials can begin arresting and deporting migrants. They don't say illegal immigrants. After the U.S. Supreme Court declined to further delay new state law. After twice delaying the law known as Senate Bill 4, the High Court issued an order Tuesday declining to take any further action. So the federal government has been swatting this thing down, the Biden administration, and also a number of justices in the lower courts. But this is the first time that the law is being allowed to go forward. Now, we were really setting up for some spicy conflict in Texas because a few days ago, prior to this decision by the Supreme Court to let the law stand as it's being reviewed by the Fifth Circuit Court, the governor of the state of Texas basically thumbed his nose. I know there's more spicy language, but you can use your own imagination. He thumbed his nose at the Biden administration and said, no, we're not getting rid of the buoys in the middle of the Rio Grande. We're not taking down the border walls that we've been putting up. We are going to continue to defend our border. And so things are getting pretty spicy here. So in many ways, this is a very good decision by the Supreme Court because it's a de-escalation of a situation which was just heating up. Anything else interesting in this Houston Chronicle article? Well, here we go. White House Press Secretary, KJP, Green Jean-Pierre, said in a statement that the administration... Now, take a guess what she's going to say. Is she going to applaud this decision by SCOTUS? No, of course not. She said, fundamentally, the Biden administration disagrees with the Supreme Court decision. Well, you know, they can do that all they want, but who gives a flipping rip, you know? And I know this is a family program, so, you know, you can use your own adjectives there, but who gives a rip? We've got three branches of government. The Supreme Court represents Article 3 branch of the United States government, and they are an equal participant in governing the United States of America. So, yeah, I don't really care what the Biden administration thinks. They can go in the corner, Mr. Biden, and, you know, go over there and, you know, have a little cry session with their binky in hand. Quote, SB 4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe. This is the brilliant KJP spokesperson for the Biden administration. SB 4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe, it will also burden law enforcement and sow chaos and confusion at our southern border. Now, how in the can you believe this stuff? This gaslighting? How in God's name does less illegal immigrants, less cartel members, less drug traffickers, less human trafficking at the southern border make Texas less safe? I mean, this is an upside down world, folks, where up is down and down is up. I mean, these people are out of their freaking minds. And you know it, I know it. This is why Americans are just fed up with this. They're fed up with this. Texas Republicans, the article continues, who passed the law last fall, so it's been a while, but it's only now going into effect, say it is necessary to protect the state against an, quote, invasion of migrants. They're not migrants, they're illegal immigrants, seeking asylum in the U.S. and Mexican drug cartels. Well, these people that coming across, many of them are members of the cartels. Yeah, I'm not going to read a whole lot more about this. Doesn't say anything about the illegal fentanyl coming across, about, the hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, into the 100,000 of Americans that are dying because of drug overdoses and fentanyl being laced into a number of different drugs and sold illegally. But the article continues. They say the state has to step in because the federal government is not doing enough to stop border crossings, which have hit new records under the Biden administration. Well, yes, no brainer, absolutely true. So here's the situation. Now, look, what's predictable here, folks? It's predictable that the Biden administration will continue to sue for the right to allow illegal immigration to persist in the state of Texas. But, you know, look, if this law does go into effect, and say it stays into effect through the end of this calendar year, right up until the election in November of 2024, what's going to happen? Well, these people are just going to shift. They're going to start pouring into the other states. They're going to pour into California. You know, they're going to pour into these other states. They may even figure out a way to come into Florida. I know Florida doesn't touch Mexico, but they might figure out a way. We're going to see how this plays out. Clearly, the Biden administration, they are panicking at this point in time. And so that's great. That's great, because we need to defend our borders, or else we don't have a country. Ladies and gentlemen, if you found value in this program, please share it with one or two like-minded friends. We rely on listeners like you to keep this program in production. We have been shadow banned repeatedly, and this has affected our reach. If you're frustrated with the gaslighting from the Mockingbird Media, please continue to support this program. On social media, you can find us on both Getter, that's G-E-T-T-R, and Truth Social. Just search for at Jeffrey K. Lyons. I look forward to reading your comments and hearing your thoughts. Coming up next, my closing comments. The number one issue across America is the security, or lack of security, at the southern border of the United States. The Biden administration is intentionally and willfully neglecting its duty to the citizens of Texas and the American people as a whole. The second half of Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states the following. The United States, quote, shall provide, protect each of them meaning the states in the United States, the states in the Union, protecting each of them against invasion, unquote. In the last 3 years, President Biden and his left-wing cronies have intentionally let in, 10 to 12 million illegals into the United States of America. And on March 5th, 2024, ABC 30, that's a local television station in the city of St. Louis, they reported that the Biden administration has also flown hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants into the United States, bypassing the southern border. According to the article, the Center for Immigration Studies found last year, from January 2023 to December 2023, at least 320,000 illegal immigrants were allowed to fly into the U.S. from their home country through a controversial program of the Biden administration, using the Customs and Borders Patrol app. So it's an app on your phone, and the CPB One app that was created to let illegal immigrants apply for parole into the U.S. So it's your taxpayer dollars, folks, that are helping bring in these illegal immigrants, and the Customs and Border Patrol is not protecting the border. They're basically holding the door open. They have an app. You can apply, and they'll just send a plane over and pick you up from who knows where, fly you into the United States of America, and you don't even have to cross the southern border. 320,000 between January 2023 to December of 2023. So that's last year, the entire year. Folks, how many reports like this will Americans need to hear before we realize as a nation that we have traitors in the Biden administration? They don't observe our laws. They don't observe the Constitution. All they want to do is bring illegals into the United States in order to create a new voting bloc of, guess what? Hold it. Yes, wait for it. Democrat voters that are completely reliant upon government assistance. Yeah, this is their goal. If Americans disagree with radical left-wing Democrat policies, then the Biden administration will import with impunity tens of millions of illegals to become permanent Democrat voters. This is ballot stuffing taken to a new level, sort of ballot stuffing 2.0, and it's being committed in plain view. The fact that six members of the Supreme Court have allowed Texas law SB4 to remain in effect gives me hope. A nation that does not protect its borders ceases to be a nation. And Texas is becoming the hotspot as this battle over the border plays out before the nation. In a way, the new Alamo is not a conflict between Texas and Mexico, or Texans and Mexico. Rather, the new Alamo is a conflict between the Texas legislature and the radical left-wing Biden administration. America shall remain the land of the free and home of the brave, a place where we can still proclaim liberty throughout the land. And that's a comforting thought. Until next time, for Narrative Wars, I'm your host, Dr. Jeffrey K. Lyons.
We the people are sick and tired. Hey! So tired. Hey!